Here's an odd question for you. How many states are you registered to vote in and don't even know about it? It's an interesting question. I've lived in other states. I've lived in Montana. I've lived in Ohio. I've lived in Illinois. I've lived in Michigan. I wonder how many states I'm registered to vote in. That's an interesting question. And my next guest might have an answer for me, Catherine Engelbrecht, founder of True the Vote. Catherine, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, I've lived in other states. I've had driver's licenses in other states. Am I registered to vote in other states?
In all likelihood, yes, you are. And that's something that, you know, True the Vote. Voter rolls and finding hundreds of thousands of inaccurate rolls at scale in, you know, any given state. But to really bring it home for someone, for you to see, Steve, how many places you're still registered, that we think opens eyes in a whole new way. So that's why we put together the program Scan, Check, Protect. Because, yeah, you probably are registered all over the country.
All right. We're going to do this in real time, all right? Scan, Check, Protect. Where do I go online to take a look?
So go to truethevote.org.
All right. Truethevote.org. There you are.
All right. And then you'll see across the top the word engage.
Yes, ma'am. There it is.
All right. Click on engage, and you'll see a drop down of a host of things. Click on scan, check, protect.
I find it. Yep. Scan, you're here. Scroll down the map below. Select your state. Check to make sure you're registered in your current state. Protect, click on any state you've lived in previously to make sure you're removed from the roll. All right, let's see here. How do I find out if I'm on there?
So every state has a slightly different process, and we're connecting you straight to the heart of the secretaries of state sites, or, you know, in the respective state, it may be a different entity. But whatever entity it is that organizes the voter rolls, that's where we're putting you front and center. And so, again, depending on the state, you're going to need to add in a bit of information about yourself, which you may not want to do live. But once you do that, they'll pull up whether or not you're still registered. And then we offer guidance on how to remove yourself from the rolls should you still be registered.
All right. Well, I have good news. I'm not registered in the state of Montana. I figured that out.
That's a good thing.
Well, now I need to go look at the other states here. I need to go back now. All right, we'll get rid of this. Anyhow, so how important is this? Because we know that, look, in Michigan here, for example, the Secretary of State will not do what is constitutionally required and purge the voter rolls, which is unbelievable to me. But Jocelyn Benson not doing what she is required to do by law, right, which seems crazy to me.
It's completely outrageous, and you know you don't have to think too hard about the setup when you have dirty voter rolls and then mass mail out of ballots. That puts so much in play that there's no accounting for, because if those ballots go out to bad addresses, who's voting them? If they don't go out, but they're just live on the system, can they be usurped? And the answer is yes. So it's very important that you have a good data set going into the election. And we're going to do all we can at True the Vote to help people help themselves to make sure we have an honest election this November.
Yeah. All right. So here's an update. It appears I could be. I've got to check the middle initial to see if this is right. But I could be registered in the state of Ohio, where I lived for several years. So I'm not clear on that. But the point is, any place you've ever lived, you go. Very simple. I've checked two states while we've been on the phone. So that's a very effective system, Catherine. It's very effective. I mean, look, we need to clean up our act, because we have too many states and too many places that are playing too loosey-goosey with the rules and who's on the rolls, who's not. Not just Michigan. It's other states. Arizona comes to mind right off the top of my head. I don't know why, but some reason Arizona popped in my head. and so we have issues, Catherine. And right now, Donald Trump's comment out there, and look, it doesn't have anything to do with Donald Trump, but he's made a point here recently to say, make it too big to rig. I think he's onto something there, because we all know that games were played in 2020. Can I say beyond the shadow of a doubt that it impacted the final outcome of the election? No, but I wonder, and so do millions more, what's the truth? Did it really happen? Did we get, you know, one pulled over on us? And so too big to rig, because if the states don't do what they're supposed to, which is purge, you know, decedents and those that have moved from the voter rolls, and ballots get mailed out, which shouldn't be allowed in the first place, so that's an argument for another day, you don't know who's voting. You don't know how many times people are voting. You don't know if they're voting for somebody who doesn't live in their household anymore, for somebody that a spouse that passed away. You don't know if they don't do their job and clean up the voter rolls, do you?
No, absolutely not. And as speaking as someone that has looked hard at the voter rolls for over a decade, people would be shocked. And that is one of the reasons we're so excited about just the very simple process that you just went through, because it's eye-opening. And the fact is, I hope you're not registered in Ohio. I hope that there is no problem. We don't want for there to be problems. We don't want for any of this to be what it is. But when you have, as you rightly point out, Jocelyn Benson and frankly many others that are just, you know, just flatly refusing to do what is obviously in need of being done, then it falls to us, the citizens.
What is required by law to be done is what she's flaunting. She's required by law. The voters in Michigan passed a ballot initiative that I thought was ill-advised, but it did require that voter rolls be cleaned up and she's not doing it because there's no penalty. There's no penalty for it. We know that she did mass mail out ballot, you know, requests. That was not allowed by law. It was a violation of law, but for which there was no penalty. And I'm sure her and Dana Nessel, the attorney general of the state of Michigan, got together and said, oh, well, this is not lawful, but it's got no penalty, so why not?
Sure.
Do it anyway.
What
if
are
I
they
can't
gonna
be
do
penalized.
About it? What are you
right.
going to do about it?
That's nothing.
That's exactly right. And so that's where we are. There's that line in the sand. And so we as citizens have to be able to say, here's what we're going to do about it. We are going to check the rolls. We are going to push back. We are going to create, if nothing else, a body of evidence. And then we will take the next steps, which you know, let's wait to see what happens. But there are steps that can be taken. And it's we've gone past the point of just hoping that our elected are going to do the right thing. That was proven in 2020 that they didn't. And so, therefore, we need to be on guard this cycle.
Absolutely. Tell people again where they can find out more and check for themselves.
You can go to truethevote.org, truethevote.org, and click on engage and then scan, check, protect. And if you find yourself registered, and in some states they'll show your voting history. We have videos of people that have not only found that they're still registered, but that they voted since they've moved. We'd love to hear about it because that helps create that empirical evidence that sort of grounds the need for us to take a close look at what's really going on inside of our election.
There you have it. Catherine Engelbrecht, the organization True the Vote. A salute what you do out there every day, Catherine. We need it, and we need it on an ever larger scale. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Steve.
All right. Still to come, Lynn Patton, senior advisor to Donald Trump, will reflect on the big 9-0 Supreme Court win yesterday that sent ripples across the political world. We'll tell you about that coming up again with Lynn Patton after the break. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Nearly 2,000 of the state's top student athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and in school activities through the MHSAA's Scholar Athlete Award, underwritten by Farm Bureau Insurance. The applicants will be in the running for a total of 32 $1,000 college scholarships. Application materials are available exclusively online through the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.